Wow, thank you all. It's so good to be here. You have no idea. I've missed you all.
Hi.
Happy Mother's Day. So I have some things I want to share with you, and I've tried not to stray by putting my own comments in here, except I am going to tell you one thing. When my son was learning to drive, my oldest son, and we got back home, and I got out and kissed the ground because I made it back home. You'll see why I brought that up. Truly, it talks about what being a mother really is all about. So somebody said it takes 6 weeks to get back to normal after you've had a baby. Somebody doesn't know that once you're a mother, there is no normal. Somebody said you learn to be a mother by instinct. Somebody never took a three-year-old shopping. Somebody said being a mother is boring. Somebody never rode in a car driven by a teenager with a driver's permit. Somebody said if you're a good mother, your child will turn out well. Somebody thinks a child comes with directions and a guarantee, and they're wrong. Somebody said that you don't need an education to be a mother. That somebody never helped a fourth grader with their math. Somebody said you can't love the second child as much as you love the first. Somebody doesn't have two children. Somebody said the hardest part of being a mother is labor and delivery. Somebody doesn't or hasn't ever watched their baby get on the bus for the first day of school or on a plane headed for military boot camp. Somebody said a mother can stop worrying after her child gets married. Somebody doesn't know that marriage adds a new son and daughter-in-law to the mix. Somebody said a mother's job is done when her last child leaves home. Somebody was never a grandmother. Somebody said your mother knows you love her, so you don't need to tell her. Somebody isn't a mother. Some of us, or all of us, have had mothers, although some of us have not been mothers. But the good thing is that whether they were a good mom or what you would call a not so good mom, they gave you life, and that's what's most important. Oprah Winfrey says that biology is the least of what makes someone a mother. Mothering is something we can all do. It is not confined to a specific gender and is not confined to someone who has given birth. Mothering is something we do if we view the essence of mothering as loving and caring and nurturing others. And remember, too, how daunting it is when we put expectations on others, on how they should be and how we should be. We're shooting on them and we're shooting on ourselves, and it doesn't always work out that way. Mothering, at its best, is nurturing. The creation of an expansive cycle of love that meets others where they are and then provides the space that allows them to grow, allows them to dare to be all that they can be. Love, that's what it's about in the end, isn't it? It's whatever measure of love we receive that enables us, moves us, pushes us forward, allows us to love in return, allows us create that space for making connections with one another, connections that allow us to grow. And I have a quote here from Science of Mind, page 298. Love is the grandest healing and drawing power of Earth. It is the very reason for our being, and that explains why it is that people should have something or someone to love. The life that has not loved has not lived. It is still dead. Love is the sole impulse for creation, and the man who does not have love as the greatest incentive in his life has never developed the real creative instinct. No one can swing out into the universal without love, for the whole of the universe is based upon it. So if you had to write the story of your life today, what would it be? You know, what about what would the good points be? What would the ups and downs be? What are the lessons that you have learned from all the twists and turns that have happened in your life? Up to this moment, what have you dared to be? What have you dared to be? Think about that. And from this moment forward, what are you going to choose to be? Because understand that each and every one of us is always a choice to be the best that we can be. How creative are we? How creative are we? Creativity is not just about painting. Creativity describes the way that each one of us embraces life. The creative spirit wants to be expressed. It wants to be experienced through us. Spirit wants to create through us. It comes up with creative ideas for us. And if we listen, we get to bring them into expression. We get to bring them into expression, and they are experienced as us. And it's up to each one of us to use those ideas, expressing them in interesting and fun ways for our own benefit and the benefit of others. And isn't that what we're here for? We live in an unlimited universe. Why settle for less? Why settle for being anything less than the best that you dare to be? When we can be here to be playful, to be happy, to be creative, to be free, we get to make that decision. It's up to you and me how we want to live our life. We get to use our divine potential to be all that we dare to be. Each one of us, you and me, we're all divine potential just waiting to express. When we choose to bring forth our creativity from within our consciousness, we get to be creative. So let's not judge ourselves by what we've done up until this point. Let's judge ourselves by what we're going to do from this point forward, what we can do, what we can create. We are a potential of divine mind, each and every one of us here, you and me, potential. And we can dare to be as good as we choose to be, as we allow God to express itself in, through, and most particularly as us. The fact that we make mistakes now and then, well, the fact that I make mistakes now and then anyway, does not alter the fact that each one of us is God in expression. Proverbs 4:18 describes us as we truly are. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Each one of us is responsible to be that path of the just. Each one of us is responsible for our own lives, and each one of us is on our own path to create good and more good, and to discover the truth of who we are, and to discover all the things that we dare to be. According to Raymond Charles Barker, we cannot blame the sun for the shadow. The sun shines. It is the person or the object that's in the way of the sun that creates the shadow. Similarly, it's the obstructions in our own thinking that create the shadows and the problems in our own life. And it's up to us to let go and release those shadows so that we can become all that we dare to be. Remember, you cannot walk forward while you're looking backward. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. There is a parable in the New Testament that says you cannot put new wine into old wineskins. And the reasoning behind that is those wineskins will burst. Because as the new wine expands, the elasticity of that old wineskin is gone and the wineskin will burst. The same thing is true for us. We need to let go of the old. We need to let go of what no longer benefits us. Make a list. You don't have to make it physically, but make it at least in your head. Make a list of those things that no longer serve you and release them. Let them go. You don't need them anymore. Why would any of us want to be any less than what we came here to be? the divine in expression, each and every one of us. We're here to be filled with life. We're here to be filled with joy. We're here to be happy beyond measure. We're here to do good. We are here to allow the creativity of the divine to flow through us, in us, as us. All we need to do is to open our hearts and our minds to our greater expression of God, understanding that truly God is all there is, and we are an expression of the divine. In The Creative Mind by Ernest Holmes, he is challenging each one of us to dare to be. He says, quote, "We are dealing with a power which in itself is limitless. We limit it, and so it cannot become to us the bigger thing. Of itself, the power is the same that made the worlds, and it cannot realize any sense of limitation. Stop limiting things. Things are as big as we make them, no more and no less, and there's room at the top. Get on top of everything and dare to dominate the earth. Dare to dominate your world. All things are given to us to use. Make use of them. Everything is limitless, and we must see the truth that the fault is not in the law, but in ourselves when we fail. Not with God, but with man. Dare, dare, dare," unquote. So now is the time for us to embrace our lives, to embrace the why of why we're here, to embrace that story and to create the good in our lives that we wish to experience. Each one of us has a desire of what we want to bring forth in life. And so what we need to do is to open our toolbox and bring out those thoughts and those emotions that can create that good that we want. We get to make the decision, each and every one of us, what we want to be, what we dare to be. That's a pretty powerful statement, isn't it? Each one of us gets to make that decision, because how we think and how we feel determines where we are in life. And think about this. You get to decide what it is you want to think. And if what you think determines your life and you change what you think, you can create new things in your life. It's up to you. Ponder this statement. Every important thing that has ever happened to you is because of a decision made by you or by someone else for you. Everything. Everything comes from thought. Raymond Charles Barker, in his book about decision, says that indecision is a decision to fail. Indecision, wow. Think about that. How many times have I failed and I didn't even know it because I was indecisive? I couldn't make up my mind what I wanted to do. How many of us has said, I don't know what to do. I'm at my wit's end here. I don't know what to do. When really, really, if we get quiet, if we go into our center, if we listen to what God has to say as it speaks to us, each one of us truly does know what to do if we listen to that inner guidance. If we listen to that inner guidance. In Matthew 7:7, it says, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be opened." What that tells me is that each one of us is spiritually equipped to make the choices that we need to make to be decisive. Each one of us is spiritually equipped to be all that we dare to be. Only thing that limits me is me. Each one of us, you and me, are inlets and outlets for the divine. When we open our hearts and our minds and we allow spirit to flow through us, we get to choose what it is we want in life, because the subconscious mind is the creative process. You and I have the power to create the lives we want from this point going forward. To let go of whatever's been, and in this very moment, we make the decision to create the life that we want. It is available to everybody. God doesn't play favorites. He likes us all. He loves us all. He doesn't know anything except itself. And God is love. God knows love, nothing else. Each one of us is free to choose. It's waiting. It's just waiting out there for you and I to choose to use it. So how many of us distrust our own abilities? How many of us think, oh, no, I can't? How many of us listen to those old tapes from when you were in elementary school and someone told you you're never going to amount to anything and we took that in? Let it go. Put it on that list of things you don't need anymore and let it go, because what do they know about you anyway? If they're not walking around in your body, they have no idea. Don't let anyone tell you you can't, because yes, you can. Now I want you to say this with me. Yes, I can. Again. Yes, I can. One more time. Yes, I can. Each one of us has the ability to create the good in our lives that we want. Yes, we can. We come into this life as an infinite spirit, ready to go, ready to take on the world. Why? Because we know that we can. When we're born, we are just potential, and then we forget. Life happens and we forget. We forget that we have the ability. We let that doubt creep in, don't we? How many great ideas have you had that you let go of because of doubt, because you didn't believe that you could? Now, life will help us at every turn if we'll just let it. But we allow that doubt to creep in and then we don't take that step forward. Infinite intelligence is available to each and every one of us. It's available to you, it's available to him, it's available to me. We open our hearts and our minds to receive it if we allow it to come through us. We get many, many, many ideas, don't we? And we get to choose which ones we want to act upon. Everything that happens that has benefited anyone first came from an idea in someone's mind. Everything. Because that particular thinker, fellow who created or discovered penicillin, did not allow doubt to creep in. Didn't let the naysayers say, oh, that'll never happen. Move forward with the beliefs knowing that they could. Knowing that they could create. Now, many of us get caught in the idea of time. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm middle-aged. I've passed my prime, right? We forget there is no time and space in God. It doesn't matter where you are in your life. You are part of the eternal now. Not in the physical now, but the eternal now. God is eternal. So embrace this moment. Embrace this moment. Make your choices. Know that God acts in, through, and as you. And here's something else. God is the river that never runs dry. There's never a drought with God. We just have to open the floodgates and let that powerful presence flow through us. Barker says that ideas are like day and night. The day follows the night. The idea follows the idea. There are always ideas for us that we can use for our self-expression. They seek you out. You have these ideas and then you push them away. But they seek you out because they know that you are a channel through which they can express. Your mind is a center of divine activity. God is active and present within you right here and right now. And God loves you because God loves itself and there's only God. It can be no other way. You are that deciding factor in your life. You get to choose where you want to go. You get to choose those ideas that you want to create. It's up to you to be all that you can be. You get to accomplish great things. No one else on earth is better qualified to create good for you than you are. Think about that. No one else on earth is better qualified to create good for you than you are, because you know the truth of who you are. You can determine your good. Every day people make decisions. Every day. They make decisions to be more prosperous, to be more loving, to be more giving, to be more healthy, to be more creative. Don't wait for someone else to do it for you because you're indecisive. Make the decision yourself on what it is you choose to have manifesting in your life today. Choose God. I want to try something. I want you to close your eyes. Put your feet flat on the floor. Put your hands in your lap. Don't unclasp and allow your hands to relax. Take a couple of deep breaths and allow your entire body to relax. Just breathing in and letting go. Breathing in and letting go. You're aware of the floor beneath your feet. You're aware of the chair that supports you, and with your eyes still closed and your hands still relaxed in your lap, I want you to imagine your hands, your feet, your nose, your ears. Can you tell where the skin begins and the space stops? Can you tell where the skin stops and the space begins? Continue to breathe in and see if you can tell, where is the bottom of your chin? Where is it? Continue to breathe. Can you see now that you're not just your body? You can't tell where the chin stops and the space begins. You are not just your body. You are part of the whole. You are consciousness. You are idea. And you seem to stretch into all infinity. You are an activity of thought. You are an activity of feeling. As we practice this, we begin to lessen the body experience that has been ingrained in us our entire life. We begin to understand that we are more than our body. We can begin to sense what the ancients called the invisible and the eternal self. That is what you really are. It is what you have always been, always, and it is what you will continue to be. So take another breath now and open your eyes. And understand that we are not limited by a birth certificate or a death certificate or a calendar. We are infinite. Our consciousness is infinite. When we move beyond the limits of our conceived physicality to the eternal now, when we see that our consciousness goes out way beyond our current limitations, when we see that we are part of the greater mind of God, each and every one of us, part and parcel of that divine mind, which is everywhere present. You are spirit. You are truth. You are capable of great things. Each one of you is capable of great things. You can dare to be all that you were meant to be when you incarnated on this earth. You can make correct decisions when you go within and listen to that divine presence which resides within you. So you have homework for this week. And your homework for this week is to try this exercise again and to be self-aware. To feel that expansion as you close your eyes and you breathe into that space and you lose you lose the limitations of your body. When you do this, you can make those correct decisions. You can be all that you were birthed to be. On this Mother's Day, we remember those who nurtured us, male or female, relative or not, regardless of gender. Those who nurtured us created the space for us to grow and to expand, and it's up to each and every one of us to honor that and to become all that we dare to be. So I'd like to ask you to please join me in prayer.